Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1052 or go to MyPillow.com and simply put in the code word Kate. Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now.
Lots of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a scientist and by all accounts, a health and fitness nut. So I was looking for something that I thought might give me just a little bit more edge. And I've tried many things and I'm very strict in terms of my diet, my exercise, my lifestyle. I'm pleasantly surprised, I must admit. I typically in the winter times have respiratory issues or colds, and this is the longest period I can remember where I haven't had one. My body is experiencing something that it's never had, and then knowing that the change is because I took Balance of Nature, and it's worth the money. That's all I can say. It's worth the money.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm
welcome back, Kate Daly Show for you. How are you? And make sure that you go to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is just an awesome product, and highly would recommend it. If I'm telling you, even those people that feel like they're on the verge of getting something, let's say, they'll double and triple up on it, get rid of it real quick. In fact, I have friends that have taken it for over 20 years. I wish I would have taken it that long. But it's an amazing product, and you can go to balanceofnature.com, and you can put in the code Kate. It also helps this show, and of course, they are a wonderful sponsor, but let me just tell you, the product that you're going to get is truly amazing. I stand by it. And when I did my homework, this was the one that stood out. This was the one that was head and shoulders above the rest. Go to Balance of Nature, put in the code Kate, and you will get 35% off and free shipping. So you can try it out. And I love this product, by the way. Just wanted to mention that. And I've got family taking it, and my husband loves it. I'm just telling you, it gives you that boost. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Hey, thanks for everything you do.
Sure.
I love listening to you. I am a state delegate, and mm-hmm. I was there, and I booed him.
Mm-hmm.
I booed him loud Good. Enough that the two people who were next to me were, one told me I was being rude, and I'm like, I don't care. He has caused such
Romney.
Destruction.
Yeah.
Romney, both of them.
Both of them, Romney
Just
and Cox.
Both I don't of them, for yeah. sure. And one thing I noticed in their little talk mm-hmm. that they gave, and they were more like a church talk in many
mm-hmm.
ways.
Sure.
We felt as if we were being chastised.
Right.
And as I was talking to people afterwards, we realized that these people, these two individuals, they're not leaders.
No.
They're politicians.
Amen.
And they do not seem to have a clue as to who they work for. When they get up there in their little high and mighty elitist mm-hmm. stance and say that we need to be kinder, I'm like, yeah. okay, are you kind to that woman who is a rape victim and you're forcing her to be muzzled?
Yeah, yeah.
Same as when she was raped?
I know. I'm not
How is
kind
that
to treason.
Kind?
I'm not kind
yeah.
to treason. I really love your phone call. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not kind to treason. If booing is about the nicest thing you can do. You're not attacking. You're not threatening. You're just booing. You're saying, I don't agree with what you're saying. There's nothing, I think, more respectful than that. So I want to go over a couple of things with you that are really, really important, please. Number one, you know, I was watching a presentation once where somebody had put up two dimes on the screen. And they said, you know, what are these two dimes worth today? Right? Face value, right? 10 cents a piece, but they're not even really worth that, honestly. And then what were they worth, you know, 60 years ago? 70 years ago, you know, upwards of $3 or more because of the use of silver in the coins. And so, you know, looking at that, the person said, you know, when you get a shift in thinking, now you've added new information that those dimes aren't worth, you know, they're not worth the same amount. Okay, so why is that? And he called it a paradigm shift. And my husband, who is the pun king, went, that's funny. Pair of dimes. Two dimes on the screen. It's a paradigm shift when you have more information, right? You're given more information, and now the truth is more evident, right? And so now I will forever remember paradigm shift as pair of dimes shift because of that that piece. But I just thought it was so funny. I had to relay that to you. This paradigm shift that you've probably gone under that it has been more evident in your life lately, especially going through COVID, and you're able to see more truth about what's been happening with government. How much we've been lied to, which is really sad. I wish that wasn't the case. I wish it wasn't the case that we'd been lied to this much, but we have. And so in that executive order, I just wanted to mention something that I didn't mention in the beginning. But in the section one, when it talked about findings in this executive order that was done under Trump, where they basically said, oh, influenza's changing. Can we get can we introduce all these new things, please? And this was right before COVID. And this is what it cited. This is what it cited in this executive order. It said the most devastating pandemic occurred in 1819 to 1919 and is estimated to have killed more than 50 million people worldwide, including 675,000 Americans. Now, if you've listened to this show at all, you know that's not true. It's an out-and-out lie. It's an out-and-out lie. When they cite this, they're trying to get the groundwork, if you will, to say, this is why we have to do this. See how scary pandemics are, our 1918 one in particular. And if you've listened to this show at all, you know that they kept doubling the number and doubling the number throughout the last 70 years, 80 years. You know this, right? We didn't have 675,000 Americans die. It's a nice round number, honey, but it ain't true. It was probably more like 200,000, 250,000. And honestly, the worldwide number was not 50 million. It was under 10. And the 10 million was put out actually in newspapers back in the 1940s. And then they just kept doubling the number when they chose to. When enough people would die off from that generation, they just kept upping it. Utah's own Mike Leavitt was the one in 2004, I believe, acting as health secretary, where he was the one that actually wrote the new number as 50 to 100 million people died because they just said that they didn't know how to count back then. Okay, so the paradigm shift should be that you know when you're reading this executive order that it's starting out with a lie, basic lie. And the foundation for this executive order was built on a lie. The lie they keep telling in the press, the lie that they keep saying 50 to 100 million people died and oh my gosh. And they know that there's not a lot of people actually living in the world today that were alive then, obviously, so they could get away with it. So that's your pair of dimes shift right there in thinking because you know better. Right? You know better. I've even showed the articles on the Kate Daly Show Facebook page that reported that the number was obviously much, much lower. And here in America, it was much lower. And believe me, they knew how to count back then. They didn't even have Common Core math. They had something much better called real math. And they exercised it and utilized it. And the reason I'm saying that is I hope that most of what we talk about on this show is a good pair of dimes shift for you. And smallpox is something that when Dr. Lee Merritt was here in studio, we had a big conversation about this after the show. And we both were kind of agreeing that it's kind of scary that smallpox still in the laboratories. Now, she thought that it was good because we could still have something to work with as far as studying it. I don't think it's so good that they've kept it around all these years because they could be broken out and used as a weapon of war, right? Even amongst our own people here and against our own citizenry. And smallpox is absolutely something that needs to be talked about more because I think, and my gut feel is this, if they were going to unleash something deadly, they would do so because most nowadays are not vaccinated against this, right? And they use vaccination as really the only cure, but that's not the truth. So I would like to add to your paradigm shift and talk about what we might need to look at, because probably like me, the first thing mode I go into when thinking of these types of things that are coming in our future that they could use at the ready and blame on another country, of course, but they could very much try to do it. And these are the same people that are pulling off the COVID pandemic when there's no pandemic. Look around. So they could do it. But I want to talk a little bit about history and how we went about solving smallpox, because right now in the literature, all they say is that it's the vaccine. The vaccine is the only thing that can help you. And that's not true. So let's add to your paradigm shift right now. More incoming information that's true certainly will shift the way you think about this. But historical sources are suggesting that in the 1800s, when smallpox still posed a serious threat, the Mi'kmaq Native Americans of Nova Scotia treated the disease using a botanical infusion derived from a plant, a species of pitcher plant. It's called Sarracenia purpurea. It's Sarracenia, and then it's purpurea. There's no way I can say that and not botch it, so I'm just going to give you the spelling. So there were people, especially over at Arizona State University, and colleagues that were trying experiments with this herbal extract. And they basically were saying, look, you know, natural smallpox no longer poses a threat, but there's a remote possibility that unstable states or terrorist groups, right here in the United States, could have acquired stocks of the virus, following even the collapse of the Soviet Union, which had developed smallpox as a biological warfare agent. And vaccinations, of course, are still around for pox viruses. But they said, look, this team made an extract of this plant and found that it was highly effective at inhibiting the replication of the virus in rabbit kidney cells. Then they looked at the replication cycle of this virus and found that the herb inhibits mRNA synthesis, which halting production of the proteins vital for replication. And it said other drugs are being developed against smallpox, but this plant is a known therapy that will target the virus at this point in the replication cycle. So the extract blocks early transcription, appearing to have this distinct mechanism of action from that of two other antivirals currently in clinical trials. With smallpox, they said, it's obviously impossible to see if this herb is effective in the human body unless a bioterror release of the virus occurs, but they are going to try to do animal studies, okay? So is smallpox a herpes? Because that's been a question I'm sure people have asked, because there's some interesting DNA versus RNA diseases, okay? And the vaccine developed to treat smallpox also protected against monkeypox, but it's a varicella zoster is an infectious disease in which it's classified as, known as the common as herpes virus. So there's some similarities there. But this was interesting because this plant is namely found on the eastern seaboard and Gulf Coast of United States and most of Canada. It's been used in traditional medicine for a wide variety of medical illnesses, including smallpox infection. And now this is coming from actually our health department. Yeah, this document's coming from the health department that talk about this. And they're also saying, you know, it can help with diabetic problems, microbacterial infections, liver, kidney problems, this extract. And also that it has this broad antiviral activity. Well, if I were you, I might want to know how to make something from this. I might want to know if there's gels available that compounding pharmacies have done with this. There are. And when I come back, I want to talk about this a little bit more, because I think the best thing that we could always do against what's coming and the things that people conspire to do against humankind. Well, wouldn't it be nice to be ready in some way? Wouldn't it be nice to have thought about this beforehand, since we've been warned a lot that smallpox is so dangerous and so deadly that, oh my gosh, hey, it could come out as a bioweapon. Wouldn't you want to have something in your arsenal to help your family and you? I would imagine. I'll be right back. There's more I want to say on this. And I want to talk about what they did and how they made it. I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Show. I'm just talking about taking your power back a little bit. If something were to happen, could this be something that could help? Maybe not cure, but help. And so this is why I wanted to bring this up on the show. I just want to be prepared, don't you? Anyway, make sure you get over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, you can help with this show. You can keep this show on the air. And then also, Mike Lindell and I have partnered up, and he's just been an amazing partner. He really wants to see truth in radio. I'm one of his subscribed shows on his new platform, frankspeech.com. Make sure you go and register there to be a part of that, because it's open now. And Frank Speech is just awesome. You can look for the Kate Daly Show there on the podcast list. And let me just tell you, he's doing some really wonderful things to kind of combat what's going on. And this is one of them, because this is actually censor-free. So not like your typical Facebook. So I just wanted to let you know that go to MyPillow.com, order these wonderful products for your home or as a gift. Mother's Day, Father's Day coming up, and graduations and wedding gifts, all kinds of things. There's all kinds of reasons that you need to go pick something up. This will be a great way to support Truth and Radio at the same time. Don't you love that? Anyway, make sure that you do it, please, for the show. MyPillow.com. If you put in the code Kate, that's what will help out. And then also, you get 30% off. So very, very cool savings for you on top of everything else. So I love that. Okay, I wanted to get back to this. Now, the plant I'm talking about is called the Northern Purple Pitcher Plant. It's like $10. Seriously. The Northern Purple Pitcher Plant. And this is actually, there's a couple of things with this. In fact, there's something called a Gowie. It's named after Dr. Brandy Gowie, but it's the Gowie tincture from Compounding Pharmacies. But I wanted to tell you this. I wanted to kind of give you sort of a bird's eye on how they developed this, okay, and how it helps. Because, let me give you this first. This was so interesting to me, anyway. Let me give you this first. This was from 1860. This was Frederick Morris wrote about this in Chicago, and this was the Chicago Medical Examiner, okay, back in the 1800s. And this is what he wrote to the editor of the American Medical Times. Sir, you have by this time, in all probability, been hearing of an extraordinary discovery of the cure of smallpox by the use of the Sarracenia purpura, which is the northern pitcher plant, right? Purple pitcher plant, or of Nova Scotia. I would beg of you, give full publicity to this astonishing fact that the same plant of Nova Scotia is the remedy for smallpox in 12 hours after the patient has taken it. It's also as curious as wonderful that, however and numerous the eruptions are, and frightening it may be, the peculiar action of the medicine, I seldom hear even a scar is left to tell the story of the disease. I will not enter upon a physiological analysis now, sufficient for my present purpose to state, but that this will be the ease as no other medicine does by actual contacting the virus and rendering it inert and harmless. He also goes on to say, this vaccine, the medicine at the same time, may be mixed with tea or coffee and given to connoisseurs in these beverages without their even being aware of it. Gotta love this guy. This was the mid-1850s where he's saying, look, this is really helpful, this plant. This plant is a remedy. So he's calling it a remedy, okay? So I wanted to tell you that and give you that. That's from the mid-1850s by Frederick Morris. I have the article. And then this is how they did it. For the preparation of this plant extract, the northern purple pitcher plant, fresh whole plants grown in a greenhouse in the southeastern United States were shipped overnight. This is what they did for the study. I'm reading it from the study on the National Health Institute. All plant material was subsequently verified by qualified botanical specialists, okay? A voucher specimen was used, and plants were manually cleaned on the same day received, with special attention to cleaning the base portion of the plant's pitcher structure so that it was free from contamination, insects, so forth, you know. The entire aerial portion, right, was dried. And if you're wondering what the aerial portion of a plant is, it's the part that's completely exposed to air. Okay? And so it was completely dried at room temperature for 5 days and then ground to a fine powder in a Vitamix blender. The plant material was then extracted overnight at room temperature with a constant mixing in 50% ethanol and 10% glycerin. And the plant liquid mixture was centrifuged at 3,000 grams for 15 minutes and then filtered through a syringe filter. And the final extract was stored at room temperature in a sterile container. And this is what they used. And in the 1850s, they said it was so phenomenal that it would cure smallpox. But we're told, and if you look anything up by the CDC, fraudulent little CDC, they'll tell you that the only thing available, and that's it, nothing else on the market has ever, 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 ever happened in the history of ever. And that is the vaccine is the only thing. Very interesting, don't you think? So there have been many studies on this. There have been many, many studies, even by that are listed as a peer review, where they are using these herbal extracts, right? But I found that this one was particularly of interest, and I wanted you to know. Because I think that no matter what, we need as many things in our arsenal that maybe could help. And if it means getting some plants, I don't see the problem with that. They look pretty. You should see them. Look it up. Northern purple pitcher plant. But what if these could actually help if something were to break out, right? If something were to happen, what if this could actually be helpful? Along with maybe antibiotics, along with other medications. But maybe having this actually might be a pretty wonderful thing. In the military in 2005, a central command put out all of these things about smallpox and all the different diseases. And they basically just listed, you know, the signs, right? These are the signs that begin for a few days. Malaise, fever, rigors, vomiting, headache. And then it got down to treatment, and it said, at present, there is no effective chemotherapy. And it said, cidofovir is under investigation, but there's nothing else besides this vaccine. So I find that kind of interesting, you know, that they just don't cite anything. And how do we know that that isn't something that couldn't help? Because many people are looking into this and thinking, well, maybe they might want to look back at history and kind of learn from what they did and what the Native Americans did or the Indians did in Nova Scotia. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
History does repeat itself. After all, smallpox was used against the Native Americans very effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't put past these sleaze buckets that are running the show now to do it again, because the only thing they care about is their agenda. They don't care about the people.
Agree.
The other thing they don't tell you is that there are a significant number of Americans who are immune to smallpox.
Yeah.
I am one of them, as was my older brother. So I never got a smallpox vaccination, because I did not need one.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And but many haven't been. And that's why unleashing it on the public, if that was one of the things that worked, see, that's what I'm saying is you've got a pretty vulnerable population to that. You combine an immune system that is down because of all the flu shots they've been taking and everything else and this COVID monstrosity, then you've got a really vulnerable people. And so,
without a doubt,
yeah.
Anything that hasn't been around for a while,
yeah.
You're going to have vulnerable people. But,
yeah.
You know, there are people like me around there who believe that I have extra blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had antibodies then, I've got antibodies now.
Right, right. Yeah. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Really, thank you. It's funny because if you look on, let's say, the mainstream periodicals, okay, they don't mention this plant, but what they do mention is this. This doctor treated his patients in the 1600s by allowing no fire in the room, leaving the windows permanently open, drying the bedclothes no higher than the patient's waist, and administering 12 bottles of small beer every 24 hours. Just to make everybody look extra quacky. So that's the description they give you about how people dealt with smallpox, yet they bypass. And this is what makes me kind of think maybe we ought to pay attention to this writer back in the 1850s and then also the Indians that had success with this and history itself. Maybe we ought to look at that closer than we are, because if this is what they're telling people, you either get the quacks that drank beer, 12 bottles of beer. I would imagine that they were just doing that just for fun. I don't know if it had anything to do with smallpox. Here's 12 bottles of beer so you'll forget about the fact that you have smallpox. I don't know. But anyway, and that were quackadoodles back in the 1600s. But let me tell you what, when they bypass a serious piece of something that works and that's something that is still being, you know, done in labs today as they're looking at different medications, topical medications, all kinds of things. That just makes me want to go there more because we know how this all works, right? So Brandy Gowie, that doctor, revealed that the topical use of this particular plant that was compounded by her, she put it in Versa-based gel, gave patients immediate relief from all kinds of things that were caused by viral infections. So I thought that was kind of interesting, MRSA and all kinds of stuff. So if she was doing that, and if they were taking this herb, this pitcher plant, and then they realized how many antiviral properties it had, if you were to use that in time, could it really help from spreading? Now, we hear that smallpox is very, very lethal. But I'm just throwing some things out there at you. Let's do some more homework. And I did find this to be of particular interest. Just because of the squashing of the information. That's kind of cool. But this Gowie tincture topical gel is being produced and being produced and compounded, right, by pharmacies already. So, and it's named after her, G-O-W-E-Y, Gowie, Gowie tincture. So I just thought that was interesting enough to share. I hope you found it valuable. I'll take one caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. I talked to you. This is David. I talked to you on Thursday or Friday in mm-hmm. regard to what we could do about the vaccine
mm-hmm.
And the spike proteins and so forth. On. I just wanted to let you know, maybe you could get the word out. There's a greenmedinfo.com, Sajay. Is the medical doctor. He's outstanding. He's very clear in the way he speaks. But he has put together a group called StandForHealthFreedom.com,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to pull together as many millions of people as we can
nice.
To be able to stand against the vaccine,
mm-hmm.
Being forced to take it.
Yes.
So I just wanted to let you know that so that you would have people go to that site.
Mm-hmm.
He has about a 12-minute explanation on basically I feel that the vaccine is the, genetic tool that they're using for shedding to spread the virus. So
yeah.
anyway,
Thank you.
I know you're running out of time. Yeah. Take care. Thank you so much.
How do people find it? How do people find you for this?
It's at greenmedinfo.com.
Okay.
And you'll see the guy, the main guy that's on there, Sajay. He's an extremely good doctor, and he
Excellent.
Is amazing.
Thank
I've been
you.
Listening to him for a while. So
I appreciate it. Thank you. GreenMedInfo.com. Thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it. I am out of time, actually. I just wanted to put that little bug in your ear about that plant, that flower. It's a beautiful flower, by the way. But I wanted to make sure that we get all the information we can, right? All the things that we can. I do feel like smallpox might be a bigger issue than we ever thought it would be. And that scares me. At the same time, I want to feel like I can do everything that I can to be prepared for something bigger. With this medical tyranny going on, I do think they have other things absolutely planned. I'll be back tomorrow with Uncle Melty, and be faithful, be fearless, get the podcast. I'll cut this up into short podcasts. They're called Short on them. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.